This is Louis Navalier's Thursday, August 20th. Okay, folks, there's some weird things going on, so don't want to freak you out, but let me just try to explain some of the weird things happening. So Moderna yesterday announced they had a positive phase 3 trial of their personalized RNA cancer treatment. Apparently, it's going to be great for skin cancer and things like that. So that's the good news, and the stock popped 177% on a short-covering rally. It's going back down today. But that Moderna strength yesterday basically sucked a bunch of money out of AI stocks. So what's happening is the market reacts, it doesn't think, and the market at this moment is no different than if you had a laser pointer and your pet was chasing the light, okay? So that's where we are at this juncture. We also have the B team in charge, which are the professional traders and stuff. They're on vacation. They're in Europe, they're in Italy, they're in the mountains somewhere. They are not at their desks, okay? And someone will show up in Jackson Hole next week for the Fed conference, and that'll be a happy time because everybody likes Jackson Hole. The other thing that's going on is the Fed's, by the way, the Fed's not going to raise rates because Scott Bessent already intervened. He said the Treasury is going to be buying back a lot more of the bonds. And so yields have finally moderated a bit. And there's this narrative out there that Scott Bessent and the bond vigilantes are going to be fighting. The bond vigilantes are more obsessed with Japan, Britain, France, and even Germany lately. Yields have risen everywhere. It's a global phenomenon. But if you look at those FOMC minutes that came out, even though several FOMC members said they were willing to raise rates if inflation materialized, we don't have inflation. Okay, the inflation statistics last week were phenomenal, much lower than expected. The other thing is there's signs of weakness, and unfortunately, Walmart is one of them. Their same-store sales are only up 2.6, and although they beat on sales and earnings, they lowered their guidance. Now, Walmart's going to bounce back, but, it has more competition now. You know, somehow Target had better results than Walmart. Kroger is now competing them increasingly on food now. So, you know, Walmart is a good bellwether out there, and the fact that their same-store sales are only growing 2.6 says a lot, okay? So the Fed is not going to be raising rates with this mixed economic news we have, okay? The truth of the matter is it's still AI and energy, okay? That's where 80% of the growth is. There's other things. There's Eli Lilly. There's some material aerospace companies. But that's where all the growth is right now, AI and data centers and energy. So that's where we have to be, okay? And we did really well early this month. Obviously, it's a rebound from the July selling. And now we're back in filling. Now, I see strength today in Micron. That's good news. NVIDIA is exhibiting real strength. It was up earlier in the day. Now, as I talked to you, it's down. But NVIDIA will be announcing next week on the 26th. So I think next week's going to be a lot better because we'll have all the happy central bankers at Jackson Hole. And you'll have the NVIDIA earnings on Wednesday the 26th. And it'll be time to cheer up, okay? And then we'll be heading to Labor Day weekend. Markets tend to be good then. And then there is profit taking the first half of September because people have to pay their estimated taxes. So with that said, that's all that's going on. And I just want to update you on things. I don't want you to worry about daily gyrations, okay? We have fundamentally better stocks than the market. We want to wait for the earnings to come out of the stocks. And, P ratios are being compressed dramatically for our stocks right now because they're not going up as much as their underlying earnings. So things will be fine. But this is a bit of a silly season at this moment. So just be aware of that, okay? And this is why I want to close the stock market every August, okay? Because just like when the pets are chasing the laser pointers, I don't like the traders just reacting, okay? But the focus will be back on earnings next week because the NVIDIA is announced on a Wednesday. And, of course, we'll get good news out of Jackson Hole, as we do almost every time they're there. So, with that said, hang in there, everybody. Enjoy the summertime. Hope you're somewhere cool. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Thanks.